Detective Jonas Kuntz and Victor Campbell. Unzip the bag. That's fine. Leave us.
Why are we in the morgue, Jonas?
I thought this would be as good a place as any.
For what?
For some sense of resolution.
For Nicky Rogers? The only thing we can do is catch the perv who did this and send him away.
You sound angry.
Nicky Rogers deserves justice. And we need to send the killer to jail.
We still have the death penalty in this state, you know.
That's not our call.
Today it is.
What am I supposed to be looking at? We saw her at the kill site.
The coroner found some things.
Like what? You didn't pass his report on to me.
And I sure didn't. With good reason.
What are you even talking about?
The hair, Victor.
What about it?
A very distinct shampoo residue for dandruff.
Okay, so?
You have dandruff. It's your brand. We checked.
Jonas, what is this that you're...
Under the fingernails, carpet fiber that matched the rug in your foyer.
What are you doing in my house?
This. What else? She had blood on her, Victor. A negative. Your type.
What? I didn't do this. What are you trying to do?
I'm arresting you, Victor. My own partner.
I didn't do this!
Are we going to do this calm or not?
Jonas, what is happening here?
Justice.
I have nothing to say to you.
I'm sure you have plenty to say. You're going to pay for what you did, Victor.
You can quit the act. I've had long enough to piece this together.
What? Nearly 3 months and you think you know the answer? I doubt it.
I know enough to know you set me up. All the evidence, my blood, all of it.
And why would I do that?
That part I don't know.
Thanks to the lethal injection, you won't be saying anything else anymore. See you, Victor.
Jonas, I know it was you. I know you went to great lengths to implicate me in the Rogers murder. I know all of that.
You asked me here to tell me that?
Whatever it takes, Jonas, I will bring this to light. You talk of justice all the time. Yours is coming.
Not from beyond the grave.
You'll see.
I'm out of here.
Don't drop your guard for a minute, Jonas. Not for 1 second.
I hope you find peace on the other side, Victor. I don't think you will, but I hope it anyway.
Remember that I warned you.
Yeah, sure.
I'll be seeing you soon, Jonas.
Staystruck Audio Theater brings you a tale best listened to in the nighttime, Open Graves.
Chief, I got a word you wanted to see me.
Shut the door.
I'm trying to break in the new partner in the Roebuck case.
He going to make it?
I hope so.
You miss Victor?
Every day.
The past few months have been hard.
You didn't sit in there. Sorry, that sounded more accusatory than I meant it to.
It's understandable. It's not every day a detective discovers his partner is a murderer.
Yeah, it's still hard to believe.
Do you ever doubt it was Victor?
Doubt it? The evidence was there.
You have to think, though, Jonas. He was awfully sloppy at it. He might as well confessed with all the clues that pointed to him.
He did it quickly, not thinking.
I suppose so.
I wish it wasn't him. But the evidence
Yes, the evidence. Very convincing.
Why are we having this conversation?
Curiosity.
Curiosity.
Does it affect your work?
Not anymore, it doesn't. Is this leading somewhere?
No, sorry. I just wanted to check on you. It's still on my mind quite a bit.
For me, too.
Get back to it, then. Get that rookie in shape.
You got it, Lisa. It should be official. Chief Andrews.
Go on with you. I told you I'd be back, Jonas. I don't think I have too much time. First things first. Let's see what the murder was really about. I'm not sure how long this host will let me visit. I should hurry.
Still in the bag?
Very observant of you, Detective Banks.
I'm just surprised, that's all.
So is Mr. Roebuck. Someone must have thought he was a buck as he took an arrow in the neck.
Ugh, that's grim.
Most murders usually are. And then you get over it and can eat a cheeseburger while you cut a body open.
Anything special about the arrow, Doc?
Dr. May to you, rookie.
Not you, too.
Me too. Sorry. It's one of the few joys of this job. I get to harass the newbies that come to the morgue.
You're good at it, I hear.
I'm the best. And to answer your question, the head of the arrow is four-bladed.
Ouch.
I don't think Roebuck had a chance to even say that. Fiberglass shaft with dark green fletching.
Oh, the feathers part of the arrow.
Not feathers anymore.
Oh, right. Of course.
It nearly went through all the way.
Meaning?
You tell me.
A strong arm or a compound bow, possibly?
I like your thinking.
There you are.
He's learning a thing or two about harassment.
I'll bet.
I've made some notes.
Good. Let's go.
You don't want your chance to look over the body?
Not today. I'm about done with these dead bodies for a while.
I wish I could say the same.
Your career choice, Doc?
It sure is. What was I thinking?
We're gone.
Thank you, Doctor.
Come see me again. And now back inside your nice little shelf, Mr. Roebuck. It's your quarter. Oh, hey, Chief Andrews. You're doing what? Did you get permission? Does Jonas know? You're kidding. Okay. Lips are sealed. The day just got interesting.
There you are, Doctor.
Why am I here, Lisa? This isn't in the job description.
I wanted a private place for us to talk, Doc.
Doc? What's this? You never call me Doc. As in ever. What's up?
I was thinking of Victor.
Campbell? This is old news. I still don't know why you're digging this woman up. And how did you get approval so quickly?
I have reason to believe we missed something.
You mean me missing something? Not on your life. In fact, that's insulting.
I'm not trying to be, Doc. Doctor.
What is wrong with you, Lisa?
Nikki Rogers.
Yes, the woman we're digging up. The woman Victor killed.
Supposedly killed.
Oh, come on, Lisa. It's been weeks now. We drank ourselves into oblivion over it. We tried everything to prove him innocent.
We are talking about a veteran detective here. And suddenly he decides to kill someone and get sloppy? He spent years busting sloppy killers.
We've covered this.
We're doing it again.
Lisa, I think you lost your mind here.
And the connection was only a brief one. She was a witness he and Jonas were chasing down.
Right.
We're going back to the beginning of the case.
Have you cleared this with the commissioner?
Doctor, we're doing this. Go over the body again.
Maybe I should call the commissioner.
Don't! Please.
You're stressed.
What if I am?
Anxiety has always gotten in your way.
I know that. That's why I need you.
What do you mean?
I mean this.
What? Now we're shaking hands? What has gotten...
Now you know why we needed someplace private.
We'll call you later. I'll call you later.
Right. Sure.
Stay by your phone.
Wait a minute. Doctor, what am I doing here at the cemetery?
You want the lead on the witness?
Yes, sir.
I bet you would. You can follow my lead.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry. You'll get your chance. You'll learn.
By watching you?
Is that a question?
I didn't mean it to be.
You're gonna go far, Banks.
I hope so.
This is Jonas. Wait a minute. Slow down. She did what? No, she didn't. How could she... I can't see how...
Sir?
Go on, get the interview started. Something has come up.
Yes, sir. I can see that.
Let me guess.
I'm Detective Peter Banks. I'm
here... That wasn't going to be my guess.
Evelyn Adkins?
That's me. I assume you're here to talk to me about Mr. Roebuck. Donnie, he was my ex.
That's why I'm here.
I don't know.
What's that?
Who did it?
When was the last time you saw him?
2 days ago, before he was skewered with an arrow. And no, I don't know anyone who owns a bow.
You've done this before, Miss Adkins.
Call me Evelyn. And yes, a few months back, your partner over there screaming into his phone, and some other guy came to talk to me about another murder.
Really? Who?
Nikki Rogers.
Just what do you think you're doing?
I'll refrain from answering. It's pretty obvious.
Why don't you wait outside, Jonas?
That's a good idea. Or back at the office. Or better yet, why not work on the Roebuck murder?
I should have been informed about you ordering an exhumation, Lisa.
Let's stick with Chief Andrews for right now.
Why? Why do this?
Do you have hunches?
All the time. That's why I'm going over her body again.
There isn't anything else to find. We found the killer.
Nikki Rogers deserves justice.
What was that? Say that
Jonas,
again.
Jonas, you're on the Donnie Roebuck case. Stick to it.
I have the rookie questioning Evelyn Atkins.
Yes, he called in. Interesting thing he found out.
I think so.
The witness was Roebuck's ex-wife. She went back to using her maiden name after they split up. She also knew Nikki Rogers.
Nothing good's gonna come from this.
Probably not. For some people, anyway.
Would you just shut up?
Excuse me? You don't speak to the coroner like that, Jonas. Get out. And that means right now.
But I want to...
Get out!
I should know something by the end of the day.
And my hunch?
I should have looked closer the first time.
We all should have.
Yes, you should have. Sorry. I got held up with a body.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
Since your wife left, you, Doc, you've had me on speed dial.
Yeah, and it's cost me plenty.
It's the profession I've chosen, and inflation. We talking tonight, or dinner, or the whole?
No, not tonight. I need something else for tonight.
Now, Doc, you know the price scale. The more you ask for, the more it costs.
Not that. Please, pay attention. You know Evelyn Atkins?
Sure I do. You've heard me mention her before? She set me up when I first moved into town.
Good. I have a request to make.
Okay.
First, how about a kiss?
Sure, Doc. Oh, I'm dizzy. Wow, I think I...
You should be on this end of it. I have a doozy of a headache.
Go get some rest, Doc. And don't forget to call Lisa with your findings. Someone got clever on the Rogers murder.
Too clever.
See ya, and thanks.
I need some aspirin, big time. And what am I doing in the alley of the morgue? There aren't any drop-offs tonight.
It's been too long, Francie.
I know. My fault. I've been busy.
With the coroner? He's stuck on you.
Not really. He's just lonely. We mainly just talk or have dinner.
Sure.
It's the truth. I hear the police saw you today.
How'd you know that?
Word gets around.
Some young detective was asking you about Donnie.
Who could have done it, Evelyn? I know Donnie had an enemy or two, but come on, an arrow in the neck?
Don't ask me. I really don't know.
I smell a fib.
Don't look at me that way. Where are we going?
The docks.
Why the docks?
You tell me. My coroner friend read a report about Donnie owning a warehouse down there.
He does?
Evelyn, it's me. Francie, don't act stupid. I know when you're lying to me.
I don't want to be involved.
Too late.
Nikki got involved, and look what happened to her.
Nikki Rogers?
What other Nikki do you and I know? She had to go and stick her nose where it wasn't wanted, and she got greedy.
She helped Donnie with ships docking from ports unknown.
I don't want to talk about this.
Evelyn, honey, you're going to talk about this.
I don't want in this, Francie. Let me out of the car.
You're going to let me in the warehouse.
Not on your life!
You are, Evelyn. This has gone beyond just saving your lousy self. A lot of people have been killed, and I want to know why.
Francie, you don't sound like yourself. What's wrong with you?
I've suddenly found a sense of justice.
You're crazy.
And we're headed to the docks. Get ready to show me how to get in.
What is going on around here?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Would you just shut up? I have things on my mind. Things worrying me.
The exhumation?
Yes. What do you know about it?
I guess you'd feel like anyone would.
And how do I feel, Peter?
Like your detective work is being questioned.
Is that right?
I'm just guessing.
It's Dr. May who should be concerned.
Yeah. Him too.
And Lisa. And our witness and everyone involved in the Nikki Rogers case.
Want to shift gears and talk about the Roebuck case?
If that's what makes you happy.
It's the arrow.
What about it? So he was shot with one. It happened before. Don't rabbit hole on it.
I think we can trace it.
It's an arrow. Whoever bought it from some sporting goods store or took it from a hunter. Best luck tracking those down.
It's the fletching.
The what?
The fins at the end that will help it fly straight when it's shot.
Oh, the fletching. What about it?
We caught a break.
How's that?
The fletching is plastic.
Hooray for the fletching. Answer the so what question for me, Peter.
They're typically attached with modern glues and adhesives.
You lost me.
This particular manufacturer used a specific brand of glue.
Great.
Until recently, this arrow has the glue attaching to the fletching of the shaft.
Meaning what?
The arrow had to be purchased in the past 2 months from only a couple of stores in town.
This just gets better and better.
I'm gonna go check one of them out right now. Wanna come?
No. You can take this one. Good work.
Thank you, sir.
Great. Just wonderful.
Get in here, Evelyn.
I can stay out here and keep watch.
Get in here.
I don't like it here.
Why is that?
Nikki came here once.
She did. When?
Not long before she was killed.
And you didn't share that with anyone?
I don't want to be involved, Francie. This place makes me a nervous wreck.
You and me both.
What's in here?
It looks like a lot of crates.
Empty crates?
Can't tell. Give me that crowbar over there.
I'd rather go outside.
Get me that crowbar, Evelyn.
Okay.
This place is full of these crates. They're everywhere.
And it stinks in here. Bad. What is that?
It smells like a sewer.
Here you go.
Watch it.
What's in there?
It's empty.
Not quite. Look against the far wall. Blankets, pillows.
Empty cans of peaches, pork and beans. Do you know what we found here?
I'm not sure, Francie, but I don't like it.
I don't blame you. It's the beginning of the answers.
To what?
Everything. Every single thing.
You're scaring me.
You need to do something for me, Evelyn. It's very important.
What's that?
I need you to go and see someone for me. Here, let's get out of here. Give me your hand.
Sure. Thanks, Francie. You've opened up a lot of answers for me.
Ugh, my head. Where are we, Evelyn?
Feel like driving me somewhere, Francie?
Sure, once you tell me what's going on and give me the number of the truck that ran me over. Wow, have I got a headache.
We need to get out of here.
The verdict? Do you have one?
You want the rookie in the room?
I sure do. He can learn something from this.
You mean, from our mistakes? Why did you really decide to exhume Nikki Rogers' body in the first place?
It started as a... You know what? I'm not even sure now. I know I had a reason. I'm not even sure if it was my reason in the beginning.
What does that mean, Chief?
You tell me.
I'm just the new boy on the block around here. I haven't understood much up until this point. I thought the Rogers case was closed. I thought it was a detective named Victor Campbell. I thought Jonas was devastated by it. Campbell was put under the needle for it, and I thought life moved on. But here we are.
Here we are.
And I'm standing here wondering what Dr. May has found out.
A needle mark in the webbing between the third and fourth toe on the left foot.
You did a tox scan. It didn't have anything on it.
I did a cursory tox scan, Lisa.
Meaning not thorough enough.
Meaning I thought she was strangled. It was pretty obvious when we first looked at her.
She'd been doped ahead of time. To make her, what, easier to do away with? Moving her?
Those are both the right questions.
It's some kind of opioid. She would have known what was happening, but wouldn't have been able to do much about it.
And being moved?
Anything from your notes, Doc?
No. And I'm only speculating knowing Victor as I did. If he planned to do away with someone, he wouldn't have done it at his house.
He knew better.
If anyone would, it would be a homicide detective. And you're right, he wouldn't have done it in that way.
And the opioid?
One that's being used by some human traffickers.
What are you saying?
You tell me, Lisa.
We should find Jonas.
Yes, we should. Let's do that. That you, Peter?
Yeah. Sorry.
Your girlfriend wondering why you're working late?
I wish I had a girlfriend. The fletching on the arrow.
What about it? Did you trace the buyer?
It looked that way. Odd, though.
What's odd about it?
It was purchased just over 4 weeks ago.
Did they take a name on it?
Yeah. It's their policy on weaponry.
And?
It was bought by Victor Campbell.
Take this turn up here, Francie.
Donnie was involved with moving people through that warehouse. Is that what was going on?
That's right. Watch the road.
Sorry, my head still hurts.
Hang in there.
So what happened? Did he cross the guy in charge?
I'm betting that's a definite yes. There was, or is, a network for moving people through the city. And that warehouse was the starting point.
You mean human trafficking?
I sure do.
But what did Donnie do?
Not sure. Who knows?
This is big, then.
Yes, it is. Huge.
This all got started with Donnie getting killed.
Goes back further than that. It starts with a homicide detective named Victor Campbell.
Oh yeah, he killed Nicky Rogers.
No, he didn't.
But he was found guilty.
He didn't.
How do you know?
I know. Believe me, if anyone knows, it's me.
Now where?
Straight ahead, not too much further.
This bit of detection has gone on just about enough. I think there's a security shift change in about 20 minutes, and then I'm torching the morgue. The evidence has got to go.
Jonas, what are you doing here?
Talking to yourself now, Jonas?
I'm grumbling about the late hours I keep these days, and all because of you guys.
You out of gas?
What?
I saw you holding a gas can.
You must be seeing things.
Peter here traced the arrow.
Good for you, Peter. What's the word on Nicky Rogers?
An opioid. Probably used to keep her loopy so she would be strangled without any struggle.
That's a lot of trouble to go to.
Victor Campbell bought the arrow.
Is that some kind of joke?
Why would anyone use his name?
I was wondering that too. Jonas?
Why are you asking me?
Jonas, I've been looking for you.
Miss Adkins.
You?
Francie, what are you doing here?
You should ask Evelyn that question.
I'm here for Jonas.
What is happening here?
He killed Nicky Rogers.
He did what?
You're crazy.
And Donnie Roba.
You need to shut your filthy mouth.
Miss Adkins, what are you talking about here? You're accusing an officer of the law.
I know what I'm doing. I should have seen it when I was alive.
When you were...
Miss Adkins, you can't just go around and...
Ask him about the warehouse at the docks Donnie Roebuck was renting out.
Donnie Roebuck? What are you...
Oh, please, Jonas. Give it up. You killed him, too. You can drop the act now.
Francie, what is she saying?
Jonas and Donnie Roebuck had a human trafficking ring running and were using the docks to funnel them through.
He was doing what?
Jonas got involved with Nicky Rogers, or that's my guess, who was a friend of Evelyn's and Francie's here.
Meaning she worked the streets too?
She didn't work the streets as you put it, kid. She was classy.
I'm thinking Jonas couldn't keep his mouth shut about what he was doing and regretted it later. So Nicky had to die. And I, Victor, was getting too close, so he had to go as well.
And Roebuck?
Ask him.
She's out of her mind. You're gonna believe some prostitute?
Former. Get it right.
We need to all just calm down and take this to the station and talk about it nice and slow.
Forget that.
Jonas, no.
Everyone down!
Peter, hurry, come here!
What?
Go!
Jonas, you won't get away with this. It's me now.
Your career is so over.
It was over when you framed me to die by the needle.
What?
It's me, Jonas. I'm here for some justice.
Victor.
It's me behind the gun and not the kid. And remember, my aim was much better than yours.
You can forget it.
I hate hospitals.
Morgues are better. Evelyn is in room 322.
What about Jonas?
They've still got him in intensive care. Peter popped him 3 times.
And I got carried away.
Excuse me, I need to go see Evelyn.
Sure.
The evidence?
You should know. We've got all we need to convict him.
Good. I should go and make sure the officer guarding his door is...
I know.
Know what?
I know it's you.
I'm not sure
Victor, Victor, I don't know how, and I'm not going to ask, but I know it's you. I was host number 1, correct?
Yes. I can't stay any longer. I'm not able to hold on to this host for much more.
Then go.
What are you going to say?
Not a word. You got him. The truth will come out and you'll be exonerated.
But still dead.
Yes, but justice.
Yes, it will be served. This Banks fellow wants his body back.
Goodbye, Victor. You did good.
One last time. Oh, man. Did I suddenly develop a headache or what?
It'll pass. Believe me, you'll be fine. Let's go check on our prisoner.
You've been listening to State Truck Audio Theater's production of Open Graves. In the cast, as Jonas, Azeem Kamalarahim, Lisa, portrayed by Madison Rhodes, Peter, TJ Wade, Francie, Julianne Bettelman, Victor, Brett Jones, Dr. May, Ethan Batchelder, and Evelyn, Amanda Kuhn. Script by Brett Jones. State Truck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.